Yeah. It's funny how quiet it gets when you need someone the most. I've been drowning in my thoughts, but I'm silent on the surface. Smile on my face, but inside I feel worthless. Everybody's scrolling, but nobody really searching for the pain in my eyes. Yeah, the truth's always hurting. I was there for them nights when they needed somebody. Now I'm stuck in the dark and it's feeling so lonely. Trying to fight all these battles, but nobody knows me. Got a heart full of scars and they cut like they owe me. I've been holding it in, yeah, I'm losing my breath. Every step that I take feel like walking with death. I don't say how I feel, I just bury it deep. Cause nobody ever asks, nobody checks on me. I scream but it's quiet, I'm breaking the silence. They look but don't see me. I'm lost and I'm hiding. Nobody checks on me, even when I'm barely breathing. I've been fighting all these demons, but they never see the bleeding. Nobody checks on me. I've been crying in the nighttime, trying to fix what's inside my mind. But I'm running out of fight now. Yeah. I've been feeling like I'm fading in the background noise. Always kept it real, but they playing with my voice. Gave my all to people, they just treated me like choice. Now I'm sitting with the pain and I ain't got a choice. Every you okay feel fake when they say it, cause they never stick around when the darkness gets dangerous. I've been losing myself, yeah, my mind's going anxious. Trying to find who I am, but my reflection feels stranger. Late nights, no sleep, just thoughts in my head. All the keep me filled up with regret. If I disappear tonight, would they even notice me? Or just move on with their lives like I'm nothing to see? Yeah, I scream but it's quiet, I'm breaking in silence. They look but don't see me. I'm lost and I'm hiding. Nobody checks on me. Maybe I'm the reason, maybe I just hide it, way too good for them to see. Or maybe they don't care, yeah, maybe that's the truth. I was always there for them, but they were never there for you. Nobody checks.
My name's Shaw Jacobs, but I'm also known as Shiz. I was born and raised in Philadelphia, North Philly. And anybody knows me, I'm Philly through and through. Eagles, Sixers, Phillies, Flyers. If it starts with Philadelphia, I'm standing behind it. Anything else would be uncivilized in my eyes. Philly stand up. But before I became a case number, before I became a headline, before I became a person, the people debated in courtrooms and legal files, I was a regular kid from Philly. I grew up in a three-parent household with my mother, Marlo, my father, Howie, and my aunt, who I affectionately call Auntie. My parents had five children, and I landed smack dead in the middle. I got two older siblings and two younger siblings, an older sister, an older brother, and two younger brothers. A lot of people here in North Philly automatically assume struggle, but honestly, growing up, my life felt good. My parents were great providers. They made sure me and my siblings had everything we needed and most of the things we wanted. If they struggled to make ends meet, we didn't see it. They kept a happy face and made sure we were straight. For a long time, my life actually seemed perfect until my dad was murdered when I was 15 years old. That changed my life as I knew it. My sense of security was gone and also my best friend. The motivation I had to accomplish any goals or aspirations was gone. I was hurt, I was confused, and I had no clue how to cope with those feelings. I didn't have the tools to process that kind of pain. I didn't know how to talk about it. I didn't know how to heal from it. So instead of healing, I started moving differently. And from that point on, a lot of my decisions became misguided and self-destructive. I started selling drugs. I started carrying guns to protect myself. Well, that's what I thought I was doing. And I know now that none of that made me safer. It only put me closer to danger. They say hindsight is 20/20, and being sentenced to life in prison gave me more time than anything to sit and reflect on my life. It didn't take long for me to realize that my dad's passing was the biggest contributing factor in my outlook on life. That pain changed me. It changed how I saw the world. It changed how I moved. It changed what I thought I had to do to survive. But I want to be clear about something. My mistakes as a young man do not make me guilty of murder. They do not make me deserving of being wrongfully convicted, and they do not justify the state taking the rest of my life for a crime I did not commit. I'm 35 years old, African American man who has been wrongfully convicted of first degree murder, a crime that has been wrongfully imposed upon me by the Montgomery County District Attorney's Office. In Pennsylvania, conviction for first degree murder carries a sentence of life without the possibility of parole. In other words, death by incarceration. That means the state intends for me to die in prison. It means I will never get to consummate a marriage with a woman. It means I will never get to father children. It means that the system has decided that I'm unfit and unable to be rehabilitated and undeserving of re-entering society. I've been incarcerated since I was 18 years old. I've been in prison for about 18 years old as well. So as it stands, I've been behind these walls for about the same amount of time I spent in the free world with my friends and family. And with death by incarceration sentence, the state of Pennsylvania intends to strangle the rest of my life out of me slowly. But I'm still standing. I stand vertical. And when I say stand vertical, I mean standing on all 10. I mean refusing to fall under any pressure, fighting against social and systemic injustice even when the odds are stacked against me. I mean telling the truth even when the system tries to bury it. And today on True Stories, that's exactly what I'm here to do. I'm here to tell y'all my story, not just the version the prosecution told, not just the version written in court documents, and not just the version that attested my conviction. I'm here to tell y'all the truth from my side, the full truth, the human truth, the part of the story people often never get to hear, because for too long I have been unseen and unheard. Today I stand vertical, and today I speak, and today I get to tell y'all my story. Then on this show, I'm going to walk y'all through everything. How I became a suspect, how the investigation unfolded, how eyewitness descriptions changed, how a lineup became questionable, how statements were used against me, how my trial played out, how a witness later came forward, and how a judge could credit testimony supporting my innocence, yet still deny me relief because of procedure. This is not just a story about me. This is a story about what happens when the justice system values rules over truth, deadlines over innocence, procedure over humanity. So I'm asking you to listen. Listen with your mind, listen with your heart, and listen knowing that there are many men and women behind these walls who are still fighting to be seen, heard, and believed. This is True Stories, and I'm Sean Jacobs, aka Shiz. And today I get the honor to tell y'all my story.
Yeah. Funny how quiet it gets when you need someone the most.
I've been drowning in my thoughts, but I'm silent on the surface. Smile on my face, but inside I feel worthless. Everybody's scrolling, but nobody really searching for the pain in my eyes. Yeah, the truth's always hurting. I was there for them nights when they needed somebody. Now I'm stuck in the dark and it's feeling so lonely. Trying to fight all these battles, but nobody knows me. Got a heart full of scars, and they cut like they owe me. I've been holding it in, yeah, I'm losing my breath. Every step that I take feel like walking with death. I don't say how I feel, I just bury it deep. Cause nobody ever asks, nobody checks on me. I scream, but it's quiet. I'm breaking the silence. They look but don't see me. I'm lost and I'm hiding. Nobody checks on me, even when I'm barely breathing. I've been
got a choice. Every you okay feel fake when they say it, cause they never stick around when the darkness gets dangerous. I've been losing myself, yeah, my mind's going anxious, trying to find who I am, but my reflection feels stranger. Late nights, no sleep, just thoughts in my head, all the words I never said keep me filled up with regret. If I disappear tonight, would they even notice me, or just move on with their lives like I'm nothing to see? Yeah, I scream but it's quiet, I'm breaking in silence. They look but don't see me, I'm lost and I'm hiding. Nobody checks on me. Maybe I just hide it, way too good for them to see. Or maybe they don't care, yeah, maybe that's the truth. I was always there for them, but they were never there for you, no.